Why does he have to bark into the mic?
It's the most pepped I've felt for ages, I'll be honest. The last few weeks, I've pretty much just felt like sleepy.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Constantly.
Snoozing.
I don't know why. Well, I do know why, because I'm an idiot.
Snooze and boil.
Wow.
Because you're an idiot, yeah.
I stay up.
That's obvious.
Like, I plan to go to bed early. This is what I do. I go, right, I'm going to go to bed early now.
Yeah.
Everyone does this.
Mm-hmm.
But I plan to go to bed early, and I think I'm going to read for a while. You know, get the TV, get the screens off. You know?
Yeah.
Get the screens off.
Turn them off.
Read a book or something, you know, just slow your brain down.
Yeah.
Wind it down so it's running on, you know, standby mode. Yeah. It's just ticking over.
Yeah. You're barely alive.
You're barely alive. And when you go to sleep, it's like you're drifting off.
Yeah.
But I'm stupid because what I do is I'll read my book, and then when I'm finished reading my book, I'll put it down, and then I'll just get my phone, set my alarm.
Oh, sick.
And then I'll start mucking about on my phone.
Yeah, pointless.
Before I know it, I'm on something stupid. Like, I installed this. Have you heard of this website called 9gag?
No.
It is the most... It's ridiculous.
What is it?
Right, all it is... Are you familiar with what memes are?
Yes. Pictures it's with just words
that.
On.
Yeah. It's that.
Right.
And it's one of those things that you just scroll and scroll scroll. And it's the sort of thing that you look at and the comments are all like lol or whatever.
Yeah.
And your face does not change the expression.
Yeah. I imagine if somebody was filming your face while you were doing it,
yeah.
You would just look so gorgeous.
I could be carved out of stone.
Yeah.
But then occasionally you'll get one that's good.
Mm.
And then you keep scrolling and scrolling, there'll be nothing.
So good that you go,
Exactly, yeah. That should be what people type.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be allowed to say lol anymore.
No, just HMPF.
That should be what all the comments.
But that's what everyone does anyway. When they say lol, that's all they're doing.
No, but sometimes you do lol.
Do you?
Very rarely.
Do you?
Very rarely.
How many times do you look at something on the internet and absolutely crack
a guffaw?
Yeah.
Mm. Very rarely.
No.
But sometimes.
The most you do is the Wow. It's just Yeah, that's good.
It's even less than that sometimes. Sometimes you're watching it and you're like,
it's barely audible.
No, it's, or sometimes it's like, it's like you're not actually even using your vocal cords.
No.
You're basically breathing.
You're just expelling air out of your nose.
That's what it's worth.
Yeah. And that's what society has
And
become,
sometimes I'm
basically.
Doing that and I've realised I've been on there for an hour and I've no longer gone to bed early anymore.
Where's your wife?
She's asleep. She's been asleep for like 2 hours.
Modern married life. That's unbelievable.
And I just think,
why are you up
And then
there?
I get up, and then the next morning my alarm goes off to get up early to go to the gym. I'm like, oh, I'm so tired.
No.
Such a moron.
Yeah, I'm so tired, but tell you what, I had some good dreams last night.
Yeah.
So, I laughed my head off.
Must have done this about 6 times.
But why don't you just go to bed when your wife goes to bed?
I do, we are in bed together.
But she's fast asleep.
She's asleep.
She's been asleep for two
because
for hours.
Sometimes I'll stay up reading.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, after she's decided to go to sleep.
Yeah.
But then the vicious cycle stops. Yeah. I shouldn't be allowed to use my phone.
No, just like turn your phone off.
No, because I need it for the alarm.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Well, the Android, Huawei, that you say so crap,
it is
you can
crap.
Set the alarm, turn it off, the alarm still goes off.
Doesn't.
Yeah.
Well, I don't trust mine to do that.
Well, just test it one time. Say it for like a minute's time, turn it off and see if it does anything.
Good point. I could do that, yeah. All right, I'll try that later.
Then it's off.
Mm. But what if I need to look something up quickly?
Why am I telling you that you don't need to look anything up?
I know.
No, you don't.
But are you ever reading something and you go, oh, and because we've now got the world at our fingertips, you read something about a book and you go, oh, wow, yeah, that's interesting. Like a reference. And you think, oh, I'd like to know a bit more about that.
Yeah.
Then you look it up.
No.
You've never done that?
No. Just write it down on a pen and paper.
What do you mean write? What is this concept?
Yeah. Have a pen and paper by a book. Like, I always have a book, like a notebook by my bed. So if I think of anything, write it in there.
Brand
and then
new.
Never look at it.
It's sealed.
What?
Is it sealed?
No, it's a notebook. I carry it around with me everywhere I go.
That was a joke.
Yeah, it's not sealed.
All right. Go on.
So just that's it. It's simple.
As a result, my training has really lapsed. Mm.
Well,
and as a result, my diet has lapsed. And as a result, I'm pretty disgusted with myself. Yeah.
Well, I've been the same. Because I've... It's always around Christmas. I just kind of think, I'm not going to do it this year. I'm not going to... Can you stop touching my feet, please?
Do I have to?
I'm not going to let it slip this year. I'm going to keep training. I'm going to keep my diet going.
That's
well.
What I said too, yeah.
And then mince pies are on the shelves. And I just think, oh, I'll just get one, you know, box of six.
Come on, man.
It's, you know, it's only
six. I haven't bought any mince pies.
Do them all in like a day. I'll eat six in a day.
Come on, yeah. Man. What are you doing?
And then obviously, you know, you'll have sort of cream with it. You know, they do all the special creams at Christmas, don't they? Mm. Brandy cream, amaretto, Bailey's.
Whipping?
Vanilla.
Whipping cream?
Probably wouldn't have whipping cream with it. But they're all, you know, extra.
Sour cream.
They're all extra things.
No. Salad cream.
Sour cream and chive.
Salad cream.
Yeah, salad cream, yeah. That's my favourite.
Shaving cream.
But they're all extra thick as well. Extra thick, extra rich, you know.
Extra.
What, one of those two things, yeah.
Both.
Yeah. But they're all extra, you know, extra thick. This and that.
Yeah.
And you just think, oh. But they're nice. So you just think, oh, I'll just buy a small pot.
Clotted.
Yeah, clotted's nice.
Clotted is amazing. Yeah. That is my favourite kind of cream.
Is it?
Yes.
Mine is extra thick, double, vanilla.
It is unbelievable. Cream is the most delicious thing.
Yeah.
It's unbelievably nice. Amazing.
I like the creaminess of it.
What else do you like about it?
That's it. So, yeah.
Clotted is the king of creams. Mm.
But I'd say in the last 2 weeks...
You're the king of creams, aren't you?
Yes, one of.
I don't know what that means.
In the last 2 weeks, I'd say I've had around 18 mince pies.
Wow.
All with cream. And not just a little bit of cream with each. Good old dollop. Yeah.
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 And you haven't been gymming?
No.
Oh, come on, mate.
Yeah, I know. Sick, innit?
You see, I've...
Well, I've been gymming a bit, but not as much as you.
I said the same thing. Why is this spring... The
spring loaded.
Is springing right up in my face today. I said to myself, well, look, Christmas is coming up. So what?
Yeah,
so
I know, yeah.
Doesn't mean you have to like start stuffing your face.
I know.
And actually, I don't think I have. But I feel like for an unrelated reasons, I've stopped. The first thing that kicked it off is that I got sick.
Mm.
Oh, I got a bad cold. And I don't think it's a good idea to go and like lift heavy weights when you've got a bad cold. You're probably going to like zap your central nervous system.
Yeah.
Make you feel worse. So I haven't gone. But the trouble is that starts off a cycle.
Yeah.
You end up sleeping in later, you get used to it, and then you don't go back.
Oh, I'll just have one more day. I'll just make sure I'm fully better.
Yeah.
And you're already better.
Yeah.
You know you are.
You're fine, yeah.
But you just say, oh, it's cold outside. I'll just stay in bed for a little bit longer, you know. And you just make up a million excuses.
It's pathetically crap.
It is. It's horrendous. When you think, you know, our forefathers slept outside on a bit of leaf.
Yeah.
We can't
a bit of leaf.
We can't get out of bed.
Yeah.
You know, half an hour and
they had
earlier.
To get up to defend the towns.
Yeah, exactly.
And go to battle.
Yeah.
And like, wake up at like four in the morning.
Yeah, or earlier.
Before the lark rises.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, oh, I could do another 35 minutes.
Yeah. I'll just pop this on snooze. Yeah, 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes.
No man should snooze.
I snooze.
You shouldn't, though.
It's pathetic. I know, I shouldn't. There's a lot of
things
I shouldn't.
They say it shouldn't snooze, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're scientific. What was that sentence? See, this is an
example.
They
say it shouldn't snooze. What do you mean?
they say it shouldn't snooze isn't there.
Welcome to Tapas.
I can't even talk, but this is it.
Yeah.
And it's having an effect.
Because you're so tired.
Just because I can't, I need to just commit to go to bed.
Mm. Do you want to go to bed now?
In a way, yes.
Yeah. Well, what I've started doing...
Not to sleep.
Recently is... Now I've got the old Android.
Apart from pressing your pyjama trousers and going to the cinema on your own.
Apart from that, yeah. Okay. You know I don't wear pyjamas.
Just out.
So if I am pressing pyjamas, they're not my own.
Okay. From what I hear...
Are you saying that I'm now running a lucrative pyjama pressing business?
I'm not saying anything. That sounds like an allegation that I can't back up.
Okay. Well, I'm not doing that. What I've started doing now, which I found has worked really, really well.
Oh, yeah.
For getting me to sleep, is
all right.
Listening to an audiobook.
Good.
And
you've just listened to the show, I imagine.
Oh no, I don't want to go into a deep, deep sleep. I don't want to slip into a coma. No, so I've started listening to an audiobook while I get into bed. I can set it half an hour and it'll turn off.
Yeah.
And I've started listening to Harry Potter.
Right.
Because I've never read the books or anything, watched any of the films. Okay. So, and I've heard it's pretty good. You know, everyone sort of raves about it.
Yeah, lots of children rave about it, yeah.
Yeah. And adults. So I've started listening to that. Right. And it's unabridged. So the first book, which I'm listening to now, is like 24 hours long.
What?
Yeah, because it's like a guy reads it.
It's not even that big, though, is it, that book?
Well, I don't know.
Does he read really slow?
Well, he does all the voices and stuff.
Can you speed the book up?
No, why would you do that?
On audiobooks. You can listen to it at like 1.5 speed.
Why would you
get
do
through
that?
It quicker?
No, you don't
want to. The next one.
Enjoy it.
First one's rubbish.
No, it's
the first like 2 to 3 Harry Potters are boring.
Yeah, but you can't just skip those because then you don't know what's going on, do you?
Yeah, you do. You know exactly what's going on.
You don't really.
Wizarding around and stuff.
Yeah,
they all live.
But you want to
tell you they all live through the first at least 2 or 3.
But you want to know what's going on.
Get on to the fourth.
You want
to
know how they got there.
Don't need to. There's a big guy. There's a wizard.
Yeah, don't ruin
they
it.
Learn stuff.
Don't spoil it.
There's a goblin. He's a house elf. Dobby the house gob.
Well, you want to, but don't like ruin it. All right?
I'm not ruining it. I'm just telling you that I'm saving you time. Look, you haven't got time.
I have because
at your age,
I'm listening while I go to
Harry
sleep.
Potter.
Yeah,
24 hours a day.
No, half an hour a day.
Okay,
but it just it's
that's
nice.
Going to take you 50 days.
Well, no, yeah, what?
Yeah, 24 hours,
right,
half
yeah.
an hour. A day.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah.
And there's how many Harry Potter books?
I don't know, 8 or something.
It's going to take you 4 years.
No, it's not going to take me 4 years. But it'll take a few months, yeah.
What are you doing,
But it's
though?
Nice.
Why?
Because then you just listen to it, and it soothes your brain, and it just helps you nod. I fall asleep before it finishes every
What's
night.
What's the point, then? You see, you're missing stuff.
Yeah, but then you just rewind.
Do you, though?
Yeah.
How do you know at what point you missed it?
Well, I just go back 10 minutes or whatever, and it's usually about right.
All right.
So yeah, and then it's just.
Do you ever go?
Sometimes, yeah, I've done a few times. I've been falling asleep, and the funny bit goes on because the guy that reads it.
The funny bit goes on.
Yeah, because the guy that reads it does all the different voices.
Who is it that reads it? Stephen Fry.
Don't know. Just some guy.
What do you mean
don't
you
know.
Don't know?
I don't know who it is.
You're going to listen to 24 hours of him, and you don't even know who he is.
But he's got a nice voice. He does he does all.
Is it saucy?
So if they say, you know,
is he sultry? Does he have Roger Daltrey tones?
I don't know.
Well,
He does sort of, you know, if it says...
Do I have to do everything for
so
you?
So and so, you know, Harry...
Come on, let's sort you out. It's ridiculous, really.
You know, if someone's crying or whatever, while they're talking, he'll do that. He'll be like,
really?
Oh,
sounds a bit awkward.
Mr. Potter,
so he does
so
all
sorry.
Men, male and female voices.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it this one?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's
you
only
You paid
one.
£167 for this?
Yes, I did.
Seems like quite a lot of money to spend, Joe.
No, it's all worth it. It's totally worth it.
Not sure if it is.
It's totally worth that much money because of how good it is.
How can it be that much money? That's unreal.
That is, you know, extortionate, to be fair.
Read by Stephen Fry, I told
you. Oh, it's Stephen Fry. Okay, right. There you go.
See, no respect.
Well, all right.
Might buy as a gift.
10%
it?
Off. I've already got it.
It is MPEG Layer 3 as well.
Yeah. Zipped.
So.
I thought it was MPEG Layer 3.
Yeah.
Wasn't sure.
Did it sound like it?
It sounded like MPEG Layer 4, to be honest.
It's approximate file size, in case you're wondering.
Mm-hmm.
3,295 megabytes.
Again, welcome to Tapas.
3.295 gigs.
Wow.
RRP of audio CD, £400.
And 1 pence.
Indeed.
What's the point of having
so
all
So you're
pence?
Getting a bargain.
Exactly.
Not
and... Don't have CDs lying around.
Non-bargain.
Well, I did get a good bargain, actually.
Bet you did.
But yeah, so try it. Find an audiobook that you like.
I'm just too busy on 9 gigs, if I'm honest.
Yeah. Those memes won't chortle at themselves, will they?
I guess not.
But honestly, give it a try. Tell me next week if it's working or not. All right? I'm just trying to help you.
I watched The Hobbit the other day. Have you seen it?
Get stuff.
Not a fan?
Yes, I am, but I haven't seen the latest one yet, so no spoilers. Or I'll just spoil Interstellar
for
you. I
can tell you.
Well, I'll tell you. If you tell me something about Hobbit, I'll tell you something about Interstellar.
Okay, so basically...
I'll work backwards, so I'll start with the reveal at the end. and work backwards from there, really.
Okay, have you seen the first two Hobbits?
Have you seen the end of Interstellar when...
No, not yet.
All right,
have you seen the first two Hobbits?
I've seen one and a half.
What do you mean? Why?
I think I fell asleep halfway through
in the cinema. It seems like a waste of money.
No, not in the cinema. At home. Why would I be in the cinema?
Don't know.
I hate the cinema.
Did you see it much later then, after it came out on DVD?
Yeah.
Or Blu-ray, what was it? Which one was it you purchased specifically?
I streamed it.
What do you mean?
Streamed it Netflix.
Don't think it was available to stream at the time.
Blinkbox, something like one of the streaming.
Definitely not.
What do you mean at the time?
Well, at the time that the film was out in cinema.
No, after long time.
Oh, was
after.
It was long after? Was it
long after? Yeah.
Oh right. Yes.
Yeah, I got it. I think sort of as it became available on streaming.
As
networks.
Or slightly before.
Ooh, as or maybe after.
Which was it, slightly before or as?
Well, as or after.
Right.
So you know it was available.
Yeah.
I got it.
Mm-mm.
And watched it.
Oh, okay. Is it worth the money, would you say?
I'd say, well, I mean, you know.
Is it worth the investment? Was it worth a significant investment?
The way
of
these
money?
Streaming sites work, you don't actually pay per film. So,
you've seen the first two.
I'd say it was. Well, one and a half.
So, you
I don't
know
how the second one ended. I don't know how it
right,
ended.
Right. Well, I'll summarise it for you.
Well, don't summarise because
basically,
I haven't seen it.
Basically, there's a ring.
Yes. Right? I know that much. Don't ruin
it. The ring of power.
Okay.
And there's a guy, the hobbit, called Baggins, right?
Bilbo, yeah.
Bilbo Baggins, right?
Mm.
And it's just a lot of him kind of running around being smaller than everybody and having weirdly large feet. Now, one thing I noticed about his feet, now, with all the special effects, would you agree that these films are probably... at the forefront of visual effects.
I know what you're going to say here.
Capabilities.
But yes, yeah.
You would agree.
Yeah. It was the same in the Lord of the Rings films as well.
And computer graphics.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Very cutting edge.
Yeah.
And yet, the main character is walking around wearing a large pair of slippers.
Yeah, rubber slippers. Yeah.
Rubber slippers.
They had it in it was the same in the other ones.
Which looks totally weird and completely took me out of the whole thing.
Yeah, just don't look at the feet. They're weirdly, you can see them flopping around.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Like, yeah, I can't believe that.
And when he walks, he shuffles around because there's no, what do you call it, articulation.
No.
Is that the right word?
Yeah.
In the feet?
Of course not, yeah.
So he's like, I mean, what?
Yeah.
Surely you could have just put some latex on his feet or something.
Yeah, just made him a little bit bigger. Not like, they didn't have to be massive, do they?
Yeah, they look like you could buy the exact same ones from like Tesco.
Poundland, yeah.
Poundland, exactly.
Yeah.
And Hobbit like, feet. Oh, your feet are larger than I remember.
Yeah. I know, it's
just
the,
thought that was really bizarre.
Movie quality... rubber feet.
Yeah. But with all the amazing technology and effects, everything else looks so real, almost everything else.
Well, someone was telling me that this is slightly geeky.
Right.
You know the dragon and all the stuff at the end?
Yeah.
When he's in like the coins or whatever.
Yeah. Spoiler
again, I don't know what happened.
Right.
But they said that it took the once they'd done all the effects of that final scene or something, that they then the video had to render down. And it took something like 3 months for it to render.
Yeah.
Because it was such a massive amount of file or whatever.
I can believe that.
And it took, you know, like some ridiculous amount of computer power or whatever to do it all.
Yeah.
And I was like, sure.
But some more geek tech news next week. Exactly how many hours did this movie take to render?
Well, give me the title, I'll tell you.
Yeah. But there are some amazing scenes. Yeah. Like the dragon scenes are mental.
Yeah.
Like they just don't look real, but they just look amazing.
Yeah. But I don't even know how you'd start
it's
with something.
So detailed
crisp.
And and the lighting and everything about it is so convincing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But talk about making life hard for yourself.
Mm.
The fact that they fully realized that the kind of the mass of coins as it moved around the coins are being deformed where would you even begin obviously there's got to be some kind of artificial intelligence they're not rendering every coin
but
moving it but still
but
it's
I
mental.
couldn't I couldn't even draw a single coin to look as real as any of those coins, let alone animate them with all the different lighting and everything else.
And that's without the dragon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, forget the dragon. Just a coin.
And yet, with all this power and genius, world-leading artists and effects, Baggins is still wearing a pair of slippers.
Yeah. Surely at some point, someone must have gone, those feet look a bit weird, don't
they? Absolutely terrible.
But then maybe they just thought, well...
He's not going to be wearing them in the real thing.
No one's looking at those.
Is he going to be wearing those in the real thing? Well, yeah. Well, who gave them to him? Well, no one. He brought them from home. Mm. He's just a big fan. He got them in a cracker.
I had some slippers like that. I had some slippers like that when I was a kid. Yeah, they were goofy feet.
Well, they're like those good gorilla hands you get.
Yeah.
They're no more effective than that.
But mine were goofy, you know, from Disney.
I mean, imagine if in King Kong, they rendered his entire body, but his feet were just slippers.
Just human feet.
You'd be like, oh, I guess he's not a real monkey. Obviously.
He's wearing trainers.
He's a guy wearing trainers.
White high top, like tennis shoes. Sprinting around.
I don't understand. And the other thing that was really weird, and this it's not a spoiler, but...
Come on, it better not be.
One of the characters in... It's not a spoiler because no one really cares, to be honest, right?
Well, what I might.
Billy Connolly... is one of the characters in it, right? That's not really a spoiler.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But he is alone amongst all of the human or humanoid characters. So I'm excluding the orcs and the fantastical creatures.
Okay.
But I'm including things like dwarfs and hobbits. Out of all of those people, he's the only one that was CG.
Really?
And he looks absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, why do they do that?
And as soon as you see it, he has a conversation with someone who's not CG, and you think, that doesn't look real at all.
Yeah.
It looks ridiculous.
So why do they do that?
And it completely, again, it completely snapped me out of it.
Yeah.
I don't know, but at the time, I was thinking that maybe it's because he's had some like health problems.
Oh, is he?
And maybe he wasn't able to do the acting side of it, but he could do the voiceover side of it.
Yeah, maybe.
But, to which my point would be, actually, don't worry about it.
Get someone else.
Because it doesn't need to be Billy Connolly. Yeah. Like, at no point in this amazing fantasy epic did we go, tell you what we're short on, comedians starring, to be honest.
Yeah. Who's your favourite comedian? Oh, Billy Connolly. Yeah. Oh, have you been to see the new Hobbit film starring Billy Connolly?
Yeah, stick him in it.
No, I haven't actually, no. Yeah. Does he play a lead role in that? Well, no, not really.
No, chucked him in sort of near the end, really. Mm. Oh, why is there any reason? I mean, what did he sort of, what was his cameo sort of, what was the meaning behind that? None whatsoever. No.
Would the film still work without him? Yes, on every level.
If anything, it would be much better. Because they didn't have to make a, I mean, who's making a CG version of Billy Connolly? Mm. What are you doing?
Even Billy Connolly wouldn't do that.
I don't understand why you'd do that. Use a no one, you know, in these sort of movies it works better when there's people that you don't recognize.
There must have been someone on set, an extra or someone playing a background, anyone who they could have just said, all right mate, Billy Connolly can't make it today. He's got a small bit, do you want to just,
this is your shot,
we'll make up you up in that, do you want to just do it, do you think you'll be all right? You know, it's only a few lines or whatever. All right then that sounds good, love to.
Well, I don't think you can just bring anyone in.
Why not?
Well, why? What do you mean, why not?
Anyone who's like, you're on a film set. There must
be
people.
Speaking role. You don't just bring any old chump in to do the role, do you?
But get someone who can act.
Yeah, but my point is,
but how many people must be around at that point
who can act?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. And don't forget also that he's a CG character. He has a fairly extended, well, he has a good, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 minutes.
Right.
Maybe more of screen time.
Right.
Although it always seems like more than it is. Think how long that would have taken to design, render, and everything. When you get a guy to do it, and you don't even have to pay Billy Connolly.
Exactly.
You pay him some chump change. And
give him a free
it's
lunch.
Better because no one's going, oh, Billy Connolly's in here going, oh, halts, man, I'm Billy Connolly.
Yeah.
What? Doesn't make sense.
Can you do a Scottish accent? Yeah, no worries. Easy.
Yeah.
Is he Scottish? Yeah, he is, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, they're all the dwarves are Scottish.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
For some reason.
Dwarves are Scottish, though.
So that would be my criticism. Apart from that, really, best one of the series, I would say.
What, second one?
Best one of the three. No, third one.
All right,
third one's the one that just came out.
All right, yeah.
Best one of the series. Really good. Amazing action. Yeah. Incredible effects. Good story. The first two I thought were a bit slow.
Yeah.
Third one, good. Well-paced. Billy Connolly, I don't understand why he was in it. Someone can tell me. I'd love to know.
Yeah.
Otherwise, forget it.
Get stuff.
Watch the bit without him in it, to be honest.
Go and get some popcorn when that bit comes on.
So, yeah.
Nice.
Hobbit. Can't remember what it's called. Hobbit 3.
Five Armies, isn't it? Something like that.
Something like that, isn't
it? Battle of the Five Armies.
Yeah, if you want. Yeah. Call it what you want. I don't really care.
I dropped my phone down the toilet the other day.
He's good.
Did I tell you this already?
Don't think so, no.
No? Yeah, I was doing my business.
Mm. Did you realise that actually... Did you look in the toilet after you'd done your business, looked at your phone, thought, yeah, that belongs there. These things belong together.
Yeah, flushed it a bit more and it went down. Yeah. Got a new one there. Got an iPhone. No.
What?
But yeah, I was doing my business, turned round, flushed. As I flushed, phone slipped out of my hand.
Why was your phone in your hand?
Because I was playing a game.
Right.
Brain training.
I'm sure you've told me off before for doing that.
Yeah, but I was at home, so it's all right at home.
Right. Brain training?
Yeah.
On your phone?
Yeah.
Get apps. You get that on your phone?
Yeah, apps.
Do you think, are you worried about your brain declining?
Well, now I'm getting, you know, I'm in my late 60s now. So, yeah. Well, I just kind of think it's good to keep it active, isn't it?
Keep it sharp.
But this one, kind of, it's not just puzzles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's specific things to help you on a day-to-day basis.
Like what?
So there's math skills, and then there's things to help you recall words and things like that for speech and things. So you're not stuttering or you're not pausing.
Improve your vocab.
Yeah, things like that. And recalling information as well. So you'll see something and then it asks you a question or...
Yeah.
There's one where there's three subtopics of conversation and there's two people having a conversation about those things and then... They'll be talking about them and little facts that they've said pop up and you have to move them to which things they were talking about.
Okay.
So you have to listen to a conversation and then think what they're saying.
Edutainment.
Yeah, it's really good. But I don't know if I'm getting any clever or not. Don't know if it's helping. My scores are going up, but it could be meaningless.
Well, it's funny you were talking about learning and reading things that are kind of benefiting your brain. Because I've also been reading something.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get your phone back, by the way?
Yes.
How did you get it out of the toilet?
With my hand.
After you flushed it?
It was at the same time, thankfully.
What do you mean it was at the same time? That doesn't make sense.
Well, flush, drop.
Yeah.
As from the coming out of the hand to the toilet,
right.
The bidness had gone.
Right.
So then hand in.
While it was still flushing, though. Did you thrust your hand in while it was still flushing?
It was pretty much as it had finished.
Oh, jeez.
So, you know, it was close.
So it was caked.
It wasn't caked.
Remind me never to touch
your phone. It wasn't caked.
Ever.
There was nothing on it. There was no bad stuff.
There's specks on it.
There was no specks because it's encased in water, isn't it?
It's so sudden.
It was wet. So, yeah. So I took it out and
Does
I thought.
Smell?
Oh, no. I didn't smell it.
Why would you not smell it?
Why would you
to
smell
see
it?
If it is caked.
Well, you know. But you could see if it's caked.
It is caked.
It wasn't caked. It was. But you could, if it was caked, you'd be able to see.
Caked.
You wouldn't need to smell. Would you? But it wasn't caked. There was no trace of anything of that nature.
Right.
But yeah, I had to.
Because you know the insurers won't pay out if it's caked.
Is it caked? Yes or no?
It's on the form.
Yeah.
caked.
Yeah. But it didn't work as well. It stopped working. Oh. It went a bit funny.
Yeah.
It worked a bit, but I put it in rice for a few days. Sorted it. Perfect.
Did you eat the rice after?
Well, no, it's caked.
They do say, don't they, put things in rice?
Yeah, it works perfect. Lee.
Good. Good to know your vocabulary is coming on leaps and
kicks
bounds.
Kicks in at the end there.
I've always thought that I've got a poor memory.
Oh, yeah.
And
can you remember why?
Wow. And I've been reading this book called You Can Have an Amazing Memory.
Oh, yeah.
And it's by this guy, Dominic Diamond. Dominic O'Brien.
Oh, yeah.
And
Richard O'Brien's brother.
In it, he talks about this method. Yeah. Talks about this method. called The Journey.
He's still current, isn't he?
If you like.
Richard O'Brien.
I used to love Richard O'Brien.
So did I, yeah.
Him and his harmonica.
Yeah. to the Aztec zone.
Yeah, I would have loved Gone Crystal, mate.
You can do it. You can do it now.
He's not on it anymore. Is it some chump?
No, you can do it.
What do you mean, no?
It's not a TV he's show anymore. You can do
it. He's not on it.
No, but no. You can do it.
Can you?
They can do it. It's like a corporate day that
we
you can
do it.
Yeah, we need some other corporate people. Okay.
Don't they have to be corporate, does it?
Well, no, you just get a gang.
So a gang of Kretz.
Yeah, a gang of Kretz.
Kretz still maze.
But yeah, you can do it. And some people from work did it a while back.
Cool.
And there's the Crystal Dome and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
All right. So I was reading this book, and in it there's a method which is quite ingenious, if you ask me.
Yeah.
And it's it helps you to remember things by using association.
Oh yeah, that's quite a well known thing, isn't it? That's how people
really
memorize names, like the you know when they're memorizing the phone book and stuff. That's how they do it.
How's they do it?
They associate a name with a thing. I don't know exactly how, but...
No, no, you sound like you're an expert.
Well, if your name was John Glassman or whatever...
Right.
You'd think... John would be Toilet Glassman.
Right.
John Glassman.
Okay. And what if your name doesn't have, like, three objects in it?
You think of it then.
The principle
you do,
of
you
it
break
is,
it down.
Is as you say.
Yeah.
And there's various different ways of looking at it. The other way... he uses is where he thinks of a journey that he takes, which he knows really well. So, for instance, the route around his house, like the rooms of his house, the route to work, to like his parents' house, the bus stops, the stops on the bus that he takes every day.
Yeah.
And when he's trying to remember something, in his mind, he goes through one of those journeys and he places mentally each item that he's trying to remember in the sequence at each of those stops.
Oh, okay.
So then he's going there and he's looking, like, on the dining table, there's this.
Yeah.
And he might then...
John Glassman.
He might then go, with John Glassman, he might go, there's a toilet... Maybe he'll go to... In that very specific example, he might go, I went to the toilet first. Oh, I left a glass of water there that I was drinking.
There's a man in the kitchen.
Yeah. I go there, John,
there's
I'm
a man
to
in my
John.
Bedroom.
Oh, and there's the glass I've got to wash up. Yeah. John Glassman.
Yeah.
That would be enough. You wouldn't need to have the man. You don't have to literally verbatim
do it. There's a murderer in my bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And,
So what have you remembered then?
Very little. I get distracted with other things.
He's remembered the web address for 9gag.
Basically, I'm on 9gag too much to care.
But that stuff like that must corrode your memory.
Why? Oh, yeah, probably.
Endless scrolling websites.
Probably, yeah.
Where you're just there going...
Because you're not... I would like to see what your brain activity is. It must be pretty low.
And then I bet if you... Say you were scrolling that for 5 minutes and then somebody said, right, name me 20 memes that you saw.
Yeah.
But you couldn't.
You couldn't name hardly any, no.
No.
You probably name like... Two.
You just be there going, whoa.
Yeah.
Lolcats.
Yeah.
Has cheeseburger.
That's the last time he was on the internet. Last time he was on any memes was, can I has cheeseburger?
That's the thing though, right?
I envy you though. I've deleted and reinstalled 9gag twice off my phone.
Seriously?
It's ridiculous.
You're sick.
I blame
what is wrong with you?
A friend of mine who got me into it, and it's their fault.
But why, if you've uninstalled it, why are you reinstalled?
Just because sometimes you're bored. Do you ever get bored?
Yeah, but not
just
that bored.
Just bored in life.
But just do anything. Do some push-ups or something.
If you haven't installed it, do not install it.
Don't never install anything like that.
It's addictive, like we were saying. I don't know if it was on this show or the last one. In the same way that popcorn is. It's low quality. It does you no good. It's not that delicious.
No.
But you can't stop doing it.
Sick.
You can't stop eating it.
But if you're going to install something productive, like brain training. Or anything else. Just something that...
Go to braintraining.com/Joe for 10% off.